Time for a new forklift? Well, let's kick the new year into high gear with a brand new Toyota forklift. Now through April 30th, you'll get up to a $2,500 rebate when you swap your old competitive branded forklift for a Toyota that delivers legendary efficiency. Don't wait. Trade up to Toyota now. Go to toyotaforklift.com/trade-in-rebate to learn more or find the link in the show notes. That's toyotaforklift.com/trade-in-rebate for your $2,500 rebate.
Does your warehouse waste time and money managing forklift batteries? EnerSys can energize your operations with a customized solution, delivering the power you need while minimizing ownership costs. EnerSys starts by analyzing your operations and then selecting from their comprehensive range of battery and charger technologies, develops a truly optimized system tailored to your needs. EnerSys gives you the power to increase productivity and profitability. See how EnerSys puts power in motion for you at EnerSys.com. With e-commerce off the charts, many small and growing warehouses are asking, how can I get ahead when my warehouse is barely keeping up? The answer is future-ready warehouse tech from Zebra Technologies. Warehouses can simplify and upgrade all processes, from automated inventory management to hands-free picking, with Zebra's tailored, scalable mobile solutions. They're simple and intuitive. There's never been a better time to upgrade for success with Zebra. How can your warehouse get ahead? The answer's in black and white. Get the answers at zebra.com/the answer. That's zebra.com/the answer.
Businesses are retooling fulfillment operations, from warehouses to omnichannel, to meet new demand amid unprecedented labor shortages. 3PLs, retailers, B2B distributors, and others are turning to flexible fulfillment solutions like Six River Systems to adapt and scale. Six River Systems' fulfillment execution system is an integrated solution that combines intelligent, cloud-based software and automation, including its autonomous mobile robot, AMR, Chuck. No costly or disruptive infrastructure changes, fast and easy associate training, and integrations with other warehouse execution solutions allow operations to meet labor challenges, increase efficiency, and enhance customer engagement. Go to www.sixriver.com to learn more. Go to www.sixriver.com to learn more.
The New Warehouse Podcast, hosted by Kevin Lawton, is your source for insights and ideas from the distribution, transportation, and logistics industry. A new episode every Monday morning brings you the latest from industry experts and thought leaders. And now, here's Kevin.
Hey, it's Kevin Lawton with the New Warehouse Podcast here at MODEX 2022. I am in the booth joined by Mike Canoza of Spark Technologies. And Mike is going to talk to us about Spark, what it is that they do, and kind of what they've been showing off here at MODEX and how the reception has been to that. So, Mike, thanks so much for coming by the booth and welcome
on the
show.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, definitely happy to have you on and talk to you. Now, the Spark Technologies, so it used to be called something else, right? So
it was Quadient up until August of last year. Mm-hmm. We were purchased by a private equity group, Standard Investment, out of Drachten, Netherlands. Mm-hmm. They saw the potential, and Quadient kind of saw it didn't fit into their model. Mm-hmm. So the Standard Investment people invested in us mm-hmm. to grow the what they call the automated packaging system divisions of that company.
Right. Yeah. So now the automated packaging obviously is something that's been a growing sector of our industry, right? So
correct.
So now as we look to the switch to Spark Technologies, you know, how has the focus on those automated packaging technologies and solutions really grown?
So as far as what we've noticed with mm-hmm. the transition to Spark, yeah. I think that's what you're asking.
Yeah.
More focus on technological enhancements and seeing where the market is kind of sending us to make improvements. Mm-hmm. The cool thing about Spark is we focus just on the automated packaging machine, so fit the size boxing, right? Yeah. And everybody's becoming more familiar with that technology and seeing where it's going to fit in. So. Mm-hmm. We don't get involved with the consumables, and you know we try to partner with certain manufacturers to make sure that the client when they're, because the ROI is the biggest thing when you're talking about some kind of piece of automation mm-hmm. that you're integrating into your system. So we don't want to infringe on the ROI of our machine. So customer deals with all the consumables, and that's what I think for us is a very different way to approach the market. Mm-hmm. So no, you're not tied to us as far as that type of agreement.
Okay.
It's a little bit of freedom yeah. when you buy or invest in the Spark Technologies mm-hmm. auto boxing system.
Got it. And so obviously, as you mentioned, the right size packaging is something that's been growing within our industry. It's mm-hmm. getting more buy-in and more attention, certainly as we've been, you know, dealing with some issues that are kind of, you know, I guess probably triggering that and creating the more demand for that. So talk to us a little bit about, you know, over the last 2 years, and, you know, obviously we've been locked up in our houses and stuff. We're out here at Modex now in person, obviously. But, you know, how is the last 2 years and a lot of the issues that we're seeing within the supply chain and things of that nature kind of created more demand, more interest in these automated packaging and right-sized packaging solutions?
I think in a word, control. So okay. I think as far as the overall cost of labor, mm-hmm. materials, and the shipping,
yeah.
the dim weight changes in that and how that's mm-hmm. increased the unreliability in the labor force and the fluidity of that from mm-hmm. day to day and how much that involves the entire company and keeping that yeah. aspect running. Now when you're talking about this type of technology, you are more in control of how that's going to look. So now mm-hmm. instead of all those aspects being, I won't say, well, unknown, they're unknown. Right. Now you know. Now you know this machine will produce this many packages per hour with mm-hmm. this many people. No matter if it's a peak season or non-peak season,
right.
now you know, hey, my peak season starts here.
Mm-hmm.
I will maybe need to add another shift mm-hmm. instead of, what am I going to do? How, you know, yeah. maybe I'm going to need 24/7.
Yeah.
Now, the production managers are more in control, and they can say, here's how this is going to work.
Mm.
So instead of this flailing curve,
yeah.
now it's a little steadier.
Mm. So. Okay. Very interesting. And, you know, I think it's definitely a good thing. You know, and there's a lot of different, I guess, benefits and angles for the right size packaging and automated packaging. You know, we talk about the labor shortages, obviously, is one huge topic here. I think everybody's trying to figure out what's yeah. the magical solution and all these boosts for
right.
tackling that.
And again,
right?
the pandemic led into
yes.
that, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah, absolutely. And you know, I think one other topic too in the right size packaging is talking about sustainability and reducing the amount of waste in packaging. So,
correct.
So talk to us a little bit about how Spark is addressing that and how you look at that and how you really kind of, I guess, translate that to the customer so they can understand that benefit.
So for sure. I mean, and now we do see the sustainability issue becoming more of a business driver
mm.
globally.
Yeah.
So the large companies are driving that, right? And
yeah.
everybody wants to get on board, and it's a good thing, right? We want to save
yeah,
the planet,
definitely.
Right?
Yeah.
So with fit-to-size boxing,
mm.
you're minimizing the amount of material that you're using to ship that product to the end customer.
Mm-hmm.
So avoid the void, right? So
mm-hmm.
that's kind of what we're trying to do and yeah. minimize the amount of corrugate used.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we do, you know, you're going to cut the box down out of a piece of fan fold, if you're familiar with that,
yes,
corrugate.
Yeah.
And that waste can then be recycled again. So that mm-hmm. there's that sustainability type of aspect. Then when it gets to the end customer,
mm-hmm.
they can reuse that box again for other things like mm. returns, or
right.
if it does have to go to a recycling bin, it's easily broken down and put into that
mm-hmm.
bin.
Yeah.
And it's not as much going, right, as a normal big box with a bunch of air.
Right, exactly. And obviously you're reducing on the shipping cost there as well, because you're not shipping a bunch of air.
Everybody knows about dim weights and
yeah.
how that, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so now you mentioned something there that's interesting. You said, obviously, the box itself is getting cut out of a larger piece of cardboard, right?
Mm-hmm.
And to be able to create that box that's the right size. And then you mentioned you're able to recycle what's left over. So how does that work, the recycling aspect of that? Because you're cutting out a chunk of this sheet, right? And then you're left over with some whatever size, you know. How are you able to recycle that?
So basically, the manufacturers of the corrugate, and I do want to step back little bit. We minimize the amount of that waste by providing different widths of corrugate for each size order. So I just want to make sure that you understand. It's not a lot of waste. It's very little waste. So what's cut off to make the template goes back to the manufacturer, and they recycle it. And a lot of the fanfold now that we're getting is generally either a blend of virgin material with recycled or completely recycled. So again, the sustainability, it'll go back to the manufacturer to be reused for more fanfold. So it doesn't necessarily, it's, you know, the term waste is just because it's not being used right then, but really it's just future boxes.
Gotcha. Okay. Very interesting. And I guess there's a way that the end user, the customer that has the solution there, I mean, they're able to get that cardboard and corrugate that's left over back to the manufacturer of the box.
There are programs to do that, for sure.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. That's good. And so we're creating that loop, which I think is important when it comes to the sustainability, right? So,
yes.
So we're here at Modex, and, you know, obviously people are, as we mentioned, looking for the magical solution for all their problems, right? So as people are coming to the Spark booth and checking out what you guys have set up, you know, what do you think are some of the most common problems that they're coming to you with, or the most common questions that they're asking?
I think the most common is that everybody has this a pain point of some sort. And then, like you said, I think the biggest one is, how am I going to handle my labor coming into the Christmas season or whatever their peak season is? So that's one. And or how am I going to get my order fulfillment faster, because there's a demand, right?
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
You know, we want things eventually in 5 minutes, right after you order it online.
Now,
so well, and they're thinking ahead, and they want to say, okay, how can I at least get to somewhere close to that? And that's where, you know, when you increase the volume and make it more efficient, that's what our machine does. And I think those two are the biggest that they come to the booth for, which, by the way, Modex this year has been amazing. Monday, generally, and I've been to many shows in my past, and Monday usually is the morning's a little bit slow. And then, you know, Monday afternoon and Tuesday. We got here on Monday, and it was...
I heard it was hard to get in.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
And it's such a breath of fresh air.
Absolutely. I mean, I think the first person I interviewed on Monday morning, he was like, it just took me 50 minutes to get from the check-in to to all the way over here. So, I mean, it's pretty remarkable. And obviously, you know, people are anxious, I think, one, to get outside, but, you know, obviously they're anxious, I think, as well to find out, you know, what's been going on and see all these innovations and things of that nature. So talk to us a little bit about what you guys actually are showing in the booth this week and you know, what's going on there.
So Spark Technologies has two solutions as far as automated packaging systems. There's the Impact, which has a certain rate, a lower rate of 500 boxes an hour machine rate, and then the Everest, which is 1,100 boxes per hour machine rate. So those are what we're showing. They're looking at the videos, and then once they get into the booth, they're kind of grabbed by watching. If you've ever seen a YouTube video on our machines, it's captivating. And for me personally, when I saw it at the last Modex, which seems like forever ago,
it does.
I was on my way out of Modex, and I saw this machine out of the corner of my eye, and I looked, and I'm like, is that machine actually doing what I think it's doing? And then then the question to me was, how is that doing that?
Yeah.
And then this epiphany.
Yeah.
This is going to change order fulfillment into the future for a long, long time.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, and all the aspects that come with that, right? Everything we just talked about.
Yeah.
So... yeah, I mean, that's I don't know if that quite answered your question, but how I see the booth and everything tying in. And
I mean, I think it's just like you said, you know, there's these moments where you're walking around as, you know, someone that's, you know, involved in the operations or looking to
solve
issues.
Yeah, like, wow.
Yeah, and you see it, and you're like, you know, we're really doing that now. Like, that's really here, and it's real.
Yeah. And so when they see that, I think it, you know, of course, you know, a lot of people are, because of what we just talked about with the pandemic and everything, they're specifically looking, they've seen, they know the technology's out there now. Yeah. They've seen how it works. Now they want to know more about it. And it's been great for us because we've just got so many leads from the show. It's incredible.
That's really great.
Really happy about it.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, it's been great to hear more about Spark Technologies and what you guys are up to and bringing that right-size packaging to the market and how that works. So if people are interested to learn more about Spark Technologies, how can they do that?
Well, they can visit sparktechnologies.com and they can reach out to us through the website to get in touch with us, and we'll definitely run them through the capabilities of the product, see how it fits into their environment. We'll even do the ROI for them right there while we're discussing. So I think the main thing is just once they reach out, understanding a lot more about, because it is fairly new technology. People are admittedly, they know about it, but they don't know all about it. So we will help them with that. You know, we'll help them say, okay, here's how it may fit into your current system. Here's maybe some minor changes that may need to be made, but that's how they do it. Generally through the website, and we'll take it from there.
All right, great. And we'll put all the information at thenewwarehouse.com as well. So, Mike, thank you for coming by the booth and talking to me today.
You've been listening to the New Warehouse Podcast with Kevin Lawton. Subscribe and check us out online at thenewwarehouse.com.
Thank you for listening to this episode. If you want more content from the New Warehouse, check out our new video series called All Hands on LinkedIn. Just search for the New Warehouse on LinkedIn and follow along.